What is your full name?
Olive Mabin Charlton.
Do we have permission to record this interview?
Yes.
Where and when were you born?
I was born in Tenby in February the 9th, 1940, on my father's birthday. I was his present that day, and he said to the midwife, "Shake hands with a millionaire."
How did you meet Father Paul Satori?
When I was married and living in Haverford West with children, one of my daughters had a complaint that started in her feet and started to travel, and her doctor sent her to hospital. In the next bed to her was a little Italian boy, and obviously a Catholic family, and they were very worried. He seemed as though he had a heart complaint. So we were talking as parents over the children, and Paul came along to support the Italian family, and my husband started talking to Paul because he knew him on from the job, the policeman and the parish priest, and they hit it off beautifully. They were really, really strong. By the end of my daughter's visit to the hospital, she didn't want to go home from hospital. It was Easter time and there was an enormous Easter egg in the foyer of the hospital. And she said, "I want to stay." But anyway, she came home and we lost touch for a few minutes. And then Paul saw David in town and he gave him two tickets for the Catholic dance, which was going to be just after Easter. And I said, Are you sure? Because I'm St. Martin's, which is high church. And I thought to myself, would we be allowed? Would we be lynched? But anyway, David said, "Yes, let's go." We had a wonderful evening. We had a wonderful evening. So, of course, Paul was responsible for that. Well, now, I think David, in his job, came across him quite a lot more than I did. That was my touch with him. And I think in his capacity as police and taking people to court, he might have come across Paul, who was vouching for certain people. But that's another story. I don't know that one.
That was one of your earlier memories of Father Satori. Do you have any other early memories of him?
No, only when I was saying, "Where is Paul Satori now?" And they said, "Oh, he's poorly. He's poorly." I said, "Oh, bother. Yes, he's got a cancer. He's got cancer of the spine. And he's been taken to one of the convents to be nursed by the nuns." I said, "Oh, I don't envy him that then, because my father-in-law had cancer of the spine. And you can't think of a more painful thing." So I was really sorry to hear that. And then, of course, I heard that he had passed away. So that was the only real ones that I had.
How would you describe him as a person?
Handsome. Lots of personality. Outgoing, a real people person. A real people person. You couldn't imagine him doing any other job but going out into a crowd of people. He was, he gave out of himself all the time. And the times that I was talking about, he was really what I could call a parish priest, you know, getting to know his flock and doing what absolutely he could for his flock. Yeah, he was the Good Shepherd.
Do you have any of their favourite stories about him?
No, that's about it.
Okay. Did he impact your life in any way?
I can't say yes to that. Because it was such a short sort of meeting.
How long did you know him?
I knew of him in the community from other people. But actually, for myself, personally, the answer there would be no.
But your late husband, David, obviously, but because he's a policeman,
yes,
would have come across Father Satori probably much more
frequently. A lot more. David was very, very concerned about Paul's illness. And he said, "Oh, we're going to miss him if he's moved on, if he was moved on to another parish." He said, I'm going to write to the Cardinal, he said, and ask him to promote Paul in his situation. So he did. Now, whether or not that letter went, got, did, no idea.
If you could sum up Father Paul Sartori, I know it's a challenge, in just three words, what would they be?
Wonderful parish priest. That says it all. He was the shepherd of a flock. He went out and he kept his flock safe. He did everything he could for his parish.
Yeah. And finally, is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I've covered it all that I know of him.